Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92. Party, parade, or pamper with Virgin Atlantic.
Party, parade, and pamper. Discover three new ways to fly with Virgin Atlantic at virginatlantic.com. They have Economy Light, Economy Classic, and Economy Delight. We are parading with Economy Classic this week, and it offers free seat assignment, so you can travel all together on the flight without, you know, having to pay extra and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you book a flight and then you don't like the seat, and then you got to pay extra to change your seat?
Yeah, and your missus is always sitting next to some, like, hunk, and you're sitting next to a screaming baby. It sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
But with Economy Classic, it won't suck, because Virgin Atlantic want to hook you up with this fantastic prize. So you'll be flying to London with Virgin Atlantic with your bestie or your hubby or your wife or just someone that you choose. You'll get accommodation in London and you'll get spending money for a shopping spree in the UK's fashion capital.
So you'll fly to London for free with Virgin Atlantic. They'll put you up plus spending money to shop up a storm as well. This is insane. And this is how it works as well. You just have to stay listening to us here at Dubai 92. As soon as you hear the boarding call, the cue to text, text in to 40009. We put your name on a wheel. At the end of the week, we spin the wheel. If your name comes up, you're going to London, baby.
Yep, it's as simple as that. And the odds are so great because there's only going to be like four people up on that wheel.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of wedges on the wheel. So the chances and the odds are fantastic.
And Matthew from Sharjah, we're putting a wedge up on the wheel for you, my friend. Well done.
Ooh, thanks, Abby. Thanks, Pricey.
You're
That's
welcome,
excellent.
Buddy.
I've been glued to your radio like from last week.
Oh, really?
I'm texting like crazy.
Oh,
great, man.
Paid off, my friend.
It's all paid off. And now you are in the draw to hopefully win this amazing prize with Virgin Atlantic Economy Class that you could be parading with your shopping spree.
Fantastic news just after Easter.
Perfect.
Thanks a lot.
Who would you take with you if you win on Thursday?
That's my wife, because she hasn't been to London either.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, she's naturally shopping craze.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you can stay in the hotel, get room service, and your missus can go up and shop up a storm.
Nice.
I reckon that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Well, Maddie, buddy, hopefully you win on Thursday. Hopefully we'll be speaking to you then.
Yep, please.
Pricey scandal.
Lindsay Lohan has announced that she's going to be speaking at Harvard Law graduation.
Oh, finally they're getting a decent and well-qualified speaker.
Sarah Jessica Parker is going to be there as well, and Lindsay Lohan. But Lindsay actually announced the news on her Instagram page. Take a listen.
So I got really exciting news today, and it's a very important letter that's attached with it. And I feel very honored and blessed because it comes from Harvard Law School. I want to share it with you guys. Okay, I got it. Harvard Law has asked me to speak at their graduation commencement ceremony, and I'm really, really honored, and I couldn't be happier. My work with Laura.com has finally paid off. Who needs Hollywood when you have Harvard Law?
Oh, I'm going to share your excitement as well, Lindsay Lohan. I love you.
Who needs Hollywood when you have Harvard Law?
I'm going to step away from my obsession with Lindsay Lohan for
Please
one
do.
Moment. Why I only for a moment, why I make this comment. Imagine if you got into Harvard Law, you work so hard at a law degree over 6-7 years maybe, and the guest speakers at your commencement is Lindsay Lohan and Sarah Jessica Parker.
You would definitely question your life decisions.
You would take your degree, tear it up and throw it in the bin.
And then move to Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. Go, why did I bother?
Oh, dear. So, yeah, Lindsay Lohan will be heading over to Harvard Law School, Harvard Law Business School.
Mm.
Oh, it's so funny. Selena Gomez, her mother was on the red carpet for an event. Her name is Mandy Teefy. And obviously she was talking about the reason why she was at the event and everything. But obviously the interviewer only ever wants to talk about, you know, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez whatnot.
Who cares about a mum?
So he was asking her what's going on between her daughter Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. And this answer actually will surprise you. Take a listen.
Now, obviously at our network, we love Selena.
Yeah.
How's she doing? Are she and Bieber? Are they together? Are they not a thing anymore?
You would know before I do. No, I don't. We don't talk about it.
No?
Yeah. We don't.
So that's Selena Gomez's mum.
Yeah, and she does not want to talk about it with her daughter. Like, how that would be really awkward if you were going out with someone and, you know, you tell your mum everything.
Yeah.
You talk to your mum about everything, but there's just one thing that's quite taboo and she just will refuse to talk to you about it. So that's probably the reason why they're not together anymore.
Her mum didn't like Justin Bieber as well, did she?
Yeah. No. I think something in the first time they got together had really happened and it really affected her. And so she's just like, you know what mums are like? They remember everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she must remember all the fights and all the things that happened and she's just not going
to
let it up.
Yeah. Or probably Selena maybe not want to speak about it anyway. Like, who wants to talk about exes and stuff anyway?
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, who knows? It's pretty tough. But yeah, that was a very awkward moment on the red carpet with Selena Gomez's mum.
There you go.
She's like, move it right along. We're not talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have aged tragically.
What's she drivelling on about?
I think it's just clearing a blockage or something.
Ooh. It's tea time, darlings.
It certainly is. Oh, Life. Producer Roger's back. We get a decent pour.
Wow.
Yeah. What's today's brew, by the way?
This is an Alcazé or Alcazai.
Alcazé.
Black label.
Black tea.
Ooh, the black label. That's lovely.
Thank you, Alcazé.
If you've never listened to the show before, you're just joining us. We do Royal Tea Time where we have tea and discuss what's going on with the Royals. We're on the countdown to the Royal Wedding, by the way, as well.
Yep, Saturday, May 19th. It's happening.
A lot of stories coming out about the Royals almost every day now.
There are. I love it.
Yeah, it's so good. Producer Layla updates us because she's got a British accent.
This is true. So, we know the Royal Wedding's 48 days away, but yesterday it was Easter Sunday. And royal tradition is everyone goes to church on a Sunday for Easter service.
Mm-hmm.
So, not many people were there. The Queen was there. Princess Eugenie was there.
Oh, Eugenie.
Kate and Wills were late. But, you know, you can't blame her. She's been in a week of maternity leave. So, you know, going to cut her some slack.
Okay.
Prince Charles and Camilla weren't there, nor Prince Philip. But the biggest no-shows were Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
They didn't make it to Easter service.
They didn't. So the service...
Who was there? Eugenie. That was it.
Eugenie,
by the sounds of it.
Eugenie, the Queen, and Kate and Wills. That was it.
Oh, the important ones.
Yeah, just the important ones. So the service was held at St. George's Chapel, which is where Meghan and Harry are going to be getting married in like 48 days. But people are speculating that she didn't show because there are a lot of stories swirling around about this book that's coming out soon. So I think they're trying to keep a low profile at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, ahead of the wedding, just keeping it low.
Okay, so because when I used to have to go to Easter service when I was younger, and even when I was a teenager, like when I was not really home that much, but I was home, but I wasn't. If I didn't get to Easter service, I would get in so much trouble.
Yeah, I'll wrap across the knuckles.
How do these guys get out of it? You know what I mean? Like, because this is kind of like a work commitment for them as well as also going, obviously, because of the family.
Well, how did you get out of it?
I got busted. I was always in trouble if I didn't make it.
What'd you say? I'm over at Haley's house. I can't come around.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, they probably say the same thing.
But they're in the spotlight. I wonder if they have to take annual leave. You know what I mean?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions. I haven't had enough tea.
Sorry. That's actually a really interesting question. I wonder how they book holidays then.
How do you book holidays? Do you have to fill out a note and then send it to the Queen and be like, I'm not going to make it for this weekend's commitments? Can you approve?
Yes, that is exactly what they have to do.
Really?
But it's all around Buckingham Palace. It's all done like internal mail and stuff like that. Same as here, this joint.
Via
internal
pigeon?
Mail. No, not the same in that instance via pigeon. That's usually what we have here. But they do. It's like official letterhead, obviously. They sign it. It's stamped, wax sealed, and then sent through with the beagles.
Interesting. Yeah. So maybe that's what they did to get out of yesterday. Harry and Meghan.
Yeah. Or maybe they sent it with the corgis. It was a little slow. Queen's still waiting for that letter. plenty more.
Oh,
plenty
at least more. At least Wills and Kate made it. Kate must be like, yeah, I'm the good child.
Oh, there's always a show off, isn't it? Out
She's
of the
like,
family.
Look at me go, I'm pregnant and I made it.
Yep. Yeah. That's like my sister. She always turns up to every family function.
Oh yeah.
Where are you?
With like two platters.
Yeah.
I know those people.
Show off.
I know.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
To buy 92.